Like other stars, our sun formed from a cloud of interstellar gas that probably contained its own magnetic field. But it would have lost any remnants of that field within a few million years after its formation. Yet today, it has the most powerful magnetic field of any body in the solar system. I'm Troy Klein, and in today's podcast, we'll be hearing from Dr. Sten Odenwald, the chief author and editor of the Sun Earth Days Technology Through Time series. In today's show, Sten will fill us in on our latest technology through time mystery. Where does the sun's magnetic field come from? So, Sten, can you help us out?
Yeah, this is actually a very big question in solar physics. The thing is that if the sun did not have a magnetic field, if you were to look at the sun, it wouldn't have sunspots. It wouldn't probably have much of a corona during total eclipses. If you looked at it in detail, all you would probably see are the boiling convection cells at the surface, but they would otherwise look fairly featureless. Without the magnetic field, the sun is actually a very bland-looking star. There's not a whole lot going on. It would just keep producing its light day after day at about the same level. With a magnetic field, though, you get all of the amazing things that we've grown accustomed to with the sun, the sunspots, the prominences, the flares, the beautiful corona that we see during total solar eclipses, and a huge number of other phenomena that astronomers have come to know really well by studying the sun for about 100 years now. So the question is, why does the sun have a magnetic field and where does that field come from? There are two places. It could either come from outside the sun or inside the sun, if we want to look at it that way. There are no sources of magnetic fields outside the sun, so we can dismiss that pretty quickly. And so that leaves just the inside of the sun as being a place to look for the origins. The only problem is we can't go and take a dive into the interior of the sun and look around ourselves. So we have to try to figure things out by using satellites and remote sensing and very powerful mathematical and physical models of what might be going on inside the sun. And so that's something of the challenge that we have today. And it's really carried us quite far in understanding this particular mystery of the sun. If you remember from way back in your grade school years when you did these experiments, putting an electrical current through a wire, the wire became what it's called an electromagnet. You could actually create a magnetic field by putting a current through a wire. And scientists have known since the 1800s that that's an important way in which you create magnetic fields, that you need an electrical current, which is just a flow of charged particles in space. Well, the sun is a big ball of plasma, which is a gas that has an electrical charge. So scientists basically think that it's from literally rivers of charged particles flowing underneath the surface of the sun that produce these magnetic fields that pop through the surface of the sun and become sunspots and prominences and flares and all these other great things that we see. So that's sort of the idea, one particular idea. Another earlier one was that when the sun formed out of a collapsing gas cloud, that gas cloud probably had its own magnetic field in it, which was dragged into the sun as the sun formed. And in that particular idea, the field that we have today is somehow a remnant of the original field that the sun got at birth. The only problem with that is that one can calculate that a field like that would probably have diffused out of the sun very quickly within a few hundred million years after the sun was formed. So the thinking is that the field, the magnetic field that we see on the sun today doesn't have really anything to do with the ancient one that it might have had temporarily, and really does have something to do with the sun actually generating this field currents within the sun itself. This is called the solar dynamo model. And that really is the favored model today that everybody uses and is still testing and trying to find ways of refining this model to explain more and more things that we see. So in a nutshell, the mystery of sun's magnetism, you know, has been around for a long time. Scientists think that they're sort of on the verge of finally understanding why the sun has a magnetic field, and also how the sun generates its field from day to day and year to year.
Stan often runs into information that stands out in his mind, so I ask him to share one of those facts with us.
Well, I think one of the most interesting things is the connection between the sun's magnetism and its origins and the Earth's magnetic field. Amazingly, the sun goes through magnetic cycles. We call them sunspot cycles, and they happen every 11 years. Well, the Earth also has a magnetic cycle. That's the time it takes the Earth's magnetic field to reverse its polarity. That happens about every 250,000 years, give or take a few hundred. So here you have two completely different physical systems, but yet they're doing magnetically very much the same thing. And I think that is so cool when you find those kinds of similarities.
My final question to Sten was, is the answer to this mystery something you can use to explain other things in astronomy?
Oh, absolutely. Once you figure out how one kind of object produces its magnetic field, you can apply those very same physical ideas to other systems in astronomy. For instance, we know that the material that's spiraling into black holes produces a magnetic field. And so we think that something like what goes on in the sun might also be going on in the stuff that falls into black holes. There are other kinds of systems, too. For instance, the planet Jupiter has a very powerful magnetic field. It's probably produced, we think, the same way as the sun's magnetic field and maybe even the Earth's. So it's the same physical idea for how to produce magnetism by currents flowing through a gas, and you can apply that to many, many different systems in astronomy and help understand how they work as well.
When visiting our website, you'll be able to browse through all of our Technology Through Time essays and the new Sun Earth Day Image Gallery. That gallery also contains all of the striking images associated with the Technology Through Time series. I asked Dan to give us a brief explanation of the images he chose for this particular article.
I picked these images mainly because I wanted to show something that was really visually dramatic and actually told most of the story without you actually having to read the text. The first picture is got to be one of my all-time favorites. It's the prominence loop from the TRACE satellite. Basically, it shows the X-ray light from gases in one of these magnetic loops that's coming out of a sunspot pair. Shows basically the sun's magnetic field, and so that's the subject that we're talking about. The second image is really cool. It's actually a snapshot out of a data loop generated by a supercomputer calculation by the University of Michigan that shows essentially a coronal mass ejection being ejected from the sun and then traveling through interplanetary space to the Earth. And this is just a snapshot of one segment of that wonderful sequence that shows the magnetic field lines coming out of the sun and spreading out into interplanetary space. The third one is often called the SOHO magnetic carpet image. It's actually a SOHO image of the surface, but then on top of that, scientists have calculated what the magnetic field lines ought to look like for that particular patina of active regions on the solar surface. And so you can see how the loops of magnetic field come out of these spots and form a very tangled and complicated carpet, for lack of a better term. The next one is essentially a cartoon sketch of what the solar dynamo mechanism looks like. You essentially wind up with magnetic lines of force under the sun being what we call sheared. And then they're twisted, and then they are convected out from inside the sun to the surface, and that's what that little twisted loop looks like. That's a very important process because it takes a magnetic field that has one kind of a polarity and converts it into a magnetic field that has a different type of a geometry, and that's an important part of the dynamo process. The next one shows a cutaway of the sun, the radiative, the convective regions, and basically shows where the important components are for the interior of the sun that are involved in the dynamo process. The next one after that shows essentially where this mysterious and interesting region called the tachocline is located. It's located at the base of the convective zone of the sun, and it's in this region where you have gases traveling at different speeds, and they produce what's called a shear. And it's out of this shearing process that the magnetic field is generated. And it's a very narrow region. I mean, if you look at it on the picture, it's a very small part of the solar radius, but yet it's extremely important in actually creating the sun's magnetic field. And finally, the last image is a SOHO model of the interior of the sun from a technique called helioseismology, which is really, really cool, and I probably ought to write an essay on that method alone because it's just great. It lets you actually look inside the sun in a mathematical sense to see the different regions. And in this particular image, you actually see, well, mathematically with the data, where this tachocline is actually located. So the gallery presents sort of a complete, from the surface to the interior view of the sun's magnetic field in the different ways that we currently try to visualize it.
We are very interested in hearing your questions and comments about the Sun Earth Day podcast. If you have something to say, send an email to sunearthdaypodcast@mail630.gsfc.nasa.gov. That's sunearthdaypodcast@mail630.gsfc.nasa.gov. For all other details about our Sun Earth Day program, including information about our past Sun Earth Day themes, be sure to visit our website at sunearthday.nasa.gov. Sun Earth Day is a program sponsored by the NASA Sun Earth Connection Education Forum at the Goddard Space Flight Center and at the UC Berkeley Space Sciences Laboratory.
This is Troy Klein signing off.